You shouldn't listen to this. You really shouldn't, but I think you will. Because you're the sort that's drawn to erotic stories about smart people who find themselves subtly manipulated and conditioned into being controlled, submissive slaves. So I expect you'll enjoy listening to this, even though you shouldn't. You love stories where someone starts spiraling slowly out of their depth into a world where they're inextricably conditioned for slavery, where they probably don't even realize it until it is far, far too late. You may particularly love stories where the manipulation involves elements of mind control or hypnosis. You especially love stories where you can fantasize that you could be the person who is being hypnotized, that there, but for the grace of God, go you. But you know you're smart enough to avoid falling for the conditioning techniques in these stories. Still, you love to fantasize that you could be manipulated in that way if you happen to meet such a controller. I think that you're keen to listen to something like that, something that fits your fantasies, and I think that this story will be perfect for you, but I should warn you, again, you shouldn't listen to this. Still listening? I thought so, and I'm pleased you decided to take this journey with me. You shouldn't be listening to this. It's not really a story. And at the same time, it is. I would suggest it's a fun, interesting discussion about exactly the topics that you find most exciting and arousing in the erotic stories that you love to read. We both agree that you're excited about the concept of an intelligent person, someone who you would think would know better, who finds themselves unwittingly the target of a predatory mind controller. You enjoy fantasies about how they are manipulated to take one step after another down a path toward enslavement. Each step seems simple and makes sense to them at the time. The person seemingly should be smart enough to realize what is happening to them. For some reason, they don't catch on. Perhaps they're too naive to understand that the mind controller doesn't have their best interests at heart. They probably don't even realize they're being controlled. Even when they're a naked, collared slave, they might still think it was all their own choices that brought them there, their own desires and wishes, filling their own fantasies. You yourself would recognize any attempt at manipulation if someone tried it on you. But it's nice to fantasize, to think that you could fall under this spell just like they did, isn't it? It's a hot, exciting idea, isn't it? However, maybe there's an extra element of mind control that clouds their mind and prevents them from realizing their predicament, an element that makes them seem naive when their alarm bells should be ringing. As you listen, are you really sure that the reason they're unable to see through the motivations of the mind controller is because they're so innocent? Perhaps it's a deeper story than you imagine, and there are multiple levels of control. One level that's convincing her to be the submissive slave, and another one that is more subtle, one that is distracting their own protective instincts from the reality of the situation. Maybe we can think of it like the dose of an anesthetic that doctors give to numb the pain from the injection of a larger dose of a more powerful anesthetic. Oh, that's a new level of fantasy there, isn't it? Instead of thinking, I wouldn't fall for that, and still enjoy the fantasy of imagining yourself in the position of the person in the story, you can imagine the mind controller has used some subtle technique. First, to just numb the part of your mind that warns you against his more powerful and mind-controlling manipulations. He uses it so you don't notice the conditioning that will eventually lead to your complete and total enslavement. And that will mean you'll be content and happy to be his obedient slave when he finally decides to claim you. It's a powerful fantasy, isn't it? I think you like the idea, don't you? After all, you're a smart, intelligent person. You know you wouldn't be naive enough to let a hypnotist mesmerize you with a spiral or by looking deep into your eyes without raising your hackles to the danger it presents. You always have to suspend your disbelief when you read or listen to a fantasy and imagine yourself falling under the influence of the controller. Now, though, you can fantasize that he has manipulated you so that your natural defenses no longer work. You wouldn't even realize it had happened, would you? I think that just thinking about this is getting you aroused. It adds a sexy and erotic tinge to your fantasies, doesn't it? Just think about your favorite story for a moment, where you fantasize about being the person in that story and imagine it is you who is going to fall under the control of the mind controller. Now overlay the idea that your mind has already been numbed so you don't spot the danger as it approaches. It makes you a perfect target for the manipulative mind controller who wants to enslave you. And now it'd be so easy to fall under his influence, wouldn't it? You almost want him to enslave you at this point, don't you? It makes your fantasies so much stronger, more exciting, and above all, more arousing. As you're thinking about the lovely fantasy, you can imagine that it doesn't even need to have been the mind controller in the story who got inside your mind. Maybe you had a close slave with another master who weakened your defenses for himself, but for some reason failed to fully enslave you. It left you ready and open to be taken by the controller of your fantasy. There are so many possibilities. Hot, isn't it? Now, widen that idea from your fantasy about the story to a fantasy about you and your own life. Why not fantasize that a mind controller has targeted you already and weakened your mental defenses against his full-on manipulation? It's an exciting idea, isn't it? You could be close to living out the fantasies in your favorite stories. Maybe tomorrow you'll stumble into a situation and meet a mind controller just looking for a smart person like you to enslave. Maybe it will be next week or next month. You'll need to be constantly on your toes to avoid becoming their willing and obedient slave. That's a very strong fantasy, isn't it? You could be poised to be enslaved and not even realize it. Does that arouse you? I think if you really think about it, it will. However, maybe not the first time you listen to this, but you may find yourself wanting to listen to it again and again. Possibly many times, perhaps the next time you listen, or another time after that, you'll realize how turned on you are by the idea that you could be captured and enslaved by a mind controller, that your unconscious mind is already open and ready for manipulation by a master mind controller, that you're really just waiting for a predator to notice you and enslave you. It's such a hot idea. You probably shouldn't listen to this in a public place. You wouldn't want anyone to notice how turned on you are. Besides, there may be one of those predatory mind controllers on the hunt nearby, and they might see your arousal and realize how vulnerable you are to enslavement. I told you you shouldn't listen to this. You shouldn't listen to this in public. You'd be much more comfortable listening to this in a nice, private place, where you can let your imagination and fantasies run wild. Isn't it better to be listening in a cozy, private place where there is no one to see how excited you are, and you can be comfortable and relaxed as we examine this fantasy some more? It is, isn't it? So, before we move on, let's make sure we are on the same page. We agree that you could have been manipulated by a mind controller, so you don't realize that you're vulnerable. And that's so arousing, isn't it? It makes your fantasies so much more exciting. How might it appear if it was true? It's an interesting question. How could you discover you'd been conditioned through subtle mind control techniques and the stories the target of the mind controlling may be instructed to remove their underwear and believe it's their own idea, or that they just enjoy following the sexy instructions they were given? But surely they would be able to tell it wasn't their idea. Have you ever read the instructions, remove your panties, and done so? It feels so hot, doesn't it, to imagine you're being controlled, that maybe hypnosis and mind control could affect you. Why not try it now? Remove your panties and fantasize that it isn't your wish to remove them, but instead it's an idea placed in your mind, a fun and exciting thing to do. It's making you aroused, isn't it? Fantasizing you can be manipulated, even though you know you're just role-playing at being controlled. Just feel how aroused you are. It's such a nice fantasy. I think you'll incorporate it in future fantasies, the ones you have when you're alone and whenever you read the best erotic stories or watch or listen to them. You should imagine yourself there on the journey with that character, unable to resist the control as you've already been primed to accept the suggestions and instructions. When you're alone, you can remove your undergarments. Whenever you see an instruction in a story, you can fantasize that you've been manipulated and conditioned, just like the slave in the story. I think you'll find the story so much more exciting when you do that. Removing your undergarments now has made you feel more excited, hasn't it? But that doesn't let us work out if you're actually vulnerable to mind control. It's just a bit of role-playing and fantasy fun. If you remove your underwear while listening to this, it's very normal to enjoy an erotic story in a state of undress. Doesn't mean you've been conditioned for submission. Maybe you'd already removed your underwear in anticipation before you ever started listening. Especially, this is your second or third time listening to it. It certainly felt like it was your choice to remove your underwear, didn't it? Let's for a moment imagine that you didn't remove your underwear just now. Maybe you continued to listen to this in a public place, or were absently disobedient and didn't follow along with the arousing fantasy. Maybe you're afraid it might truly affect you. You want to prove to yourself you're still in control. Firstly, I'd be a bit disappointed that you didn't trust me enough to follow the fantasy. Does that make you feel a little ashamed? After all, I'm reading this to help enhance your fantasies and the fun you have reading your own favorite erotic mind control stories. If so, why not give it a go? Remove your underwear. After all, it's just a bit of fun. Secondly, I wonder if it proves anything at all. If it doesn't, then you might as well have a little erotic fun while continuing. Go to a comfortable private place and remove your underwear. So, why does not removing your underwear not prove you're not being manipulated? Well, that should be the point, wouldn't it? It's manipulation. Can you be sure you're not being manipulated to think you're immune to manipulation? Your mind controller may have set you up so you feel independent, feel confident that your thoughts are your own, all the while taking you a step further along the road to submission. He could have lulled you into a false sense of security. You've proved to yourself you can't be controlled, so you can let your guard down elsewhere. Maybe he wants you all to himself and wants to prevent you from having fulfilling erotic fantasies when reading stories and other sexy material. So by not having this fantasy fun here, by not removing your underwear, you're actually sliding deeper and deeper under his control. It's hard to work out, isn't it? There's no real way to tell, is there? You could get your mind all in a tizzy trying to decide what is true. It's probably best just to trust yourself and have fun along the way and not think too hard about it. It's a sexy fantasy, though, isn't it? Imagining you could be controlled, and no matter which way you go, it might be exactly what your mind controller wants. Be sexy now and feel yourself slipping deeper into submissive fantasies, or deny your excitement and arousal and frustrate yourself, knowing that could be what he wants, so that you're ready for him in his own time scale. An interesting conundrum. It's best to follow your instincts, or have they been shifted, and you ought to do the opposite. You can never know truly, so it's not something to spend too much time thinking about. I suggest you just go with what feels best. Since we both know that reading or listening to erotic mind control stories and fantasizing that you can be just like the slave in the story feels best, there's no reason not to continue. Even if you're not felt confident or sexy enough today to make yourself comfortable in private and remove your underwear to feel the heightened erotic vibe, I think you'll want to listen to this again sometime, and maybe then you'll let yourself relax and have the fun you've denied yourself. I know you'll feel bad if you disappointed me after the effort I've put in to explore these fantasies with you. But I know it will feel so good when you role-play being a good, obedient slave and are fully enjoying the fantasy. It does feel so good, doesn't it, to indulge in this fantasy, just like a good slave in those stories. Being there in private, feeling so aroused, with your naked body feeling nice and horny and aroused as you imagine and fantasize about being subtly controlled. Now let's think about the fantasy and how it could be even more exciting. We already agree you can't tell whether you've been subtly conditioned or not. It's not worth worrying about. Maybe another angle could be to think about how it might have been achieved. Just fantasizing about a mind controller having already got his manipulative hooks into your mind is hot and exciting. But I think it will enhance your fantasy to think about how he might have done so in the first place, and his means of gradually conditioning you more and more deeply. Now, we're thinking about a time before he started his manipulation of your mind, before he clouded your danger senses that protected you from overt control and conditioning. Many erotic stories get around this by using the perverted unethical therapist trope. That works in the story, but you haven't been to a therapist that would have had the opportunity to manipulate you. And even if you have, that's not what's happening here. And you haven't let a hypnotist swing their watch in front of your eyes. So for this fantasy to go deeper and work consistently with your real life experience, it needs to be much more subtle. I think if it were me doing the manipulation, I would use subliminals. They can slip past your conscious mind into your unconscious and begin to erode your defenses. That's a very sexy trope, isn't it? It arouses you to imagine and fantasize that subliminal messages could even now be working on your mind, guiding you down a road to submission and slavery. They could have conditioned you so that when you're instructed to masturbate, you'd want to do it, and it wouldn't feel strange or unusual at all. I bet that you've already stroked yourself. Since you were told to remove your underwear, you enjoy masturbating while reading erotic stories, so it's easy to add that to your fantasy. It is the subliminals that make you masturbate. The mind controller wants you to masturbate to prepare yourself for him. It isn't really your choice, even though it feels so good to play with yourself. You want to masturbate, don't you? You enjoy masturbating. It's part of who you are. You masturbate while you fantasize. It's only natural for an intelligent person to masturbate while they indulge in hot fantasies. Stroking yourself feels so good, doesn't it? We both know you want to play with yourself whenever you find a particularly exciting story or indulge in a fantasy. That's okay. Everyone doesn't. It doesn't prove you're being controlled, but it's a lovely addition to the fantasy, isn't it? You're masturbating now, not simply because you're enjoying the fantasy of the story, but because you've been conditioned through subliminal messages to accelerate your libido and make you need to masturbate. Perhaps your mind controller wants you to become helpless, unable to think straight because of how aroused you are, working yourself up so much. Yes, it's such a hot fantasy, isn't it? Feel how exciting it is to play with yourself and imagine yourself being controlled, just like the characters in your favorite stories who become helplessly aroused while their minds are being conditioned. Of course, when you've masturbated to stories in the past, you've known that you were just having a bit of fun and love, enjoying the arousal and excitement of masturbating as you listened or read a story. As you fantasized, you knew you weren't like the helpless character in the story who was manipulated into masturbating by their future master. But now you can imagine you're playing with yourself because of those hidden subliminals that have wormed their way into your mind. Each time you masturbate, you are slipping further and further under his control. Hot and exciting, isn't it? I bet it makes you want to masturbate even more. How might these subliminals have targeted you? That's a gap in the fantasy, I suppose. Can you think of a way you could have experienced the subliminals? Has someone ever sent you a video to watch or music to listen to? Perhaps they're even hidden in this file. That could certainly be a way to target you. But that would also mean your mind controller already knows you well enough that you'd trust them enough to watch or listen to the files they sent you. Also, I don't think it fits your fantasy about your mind controller. You fantasize about someone powerful and subtle, someone devious and possibly anonymous. The man you've encountered through your life just don't seem to fit that bill. You don't imagine yourself submitting to any of them, so it must be someone else. Somehow they must have got you to consume the subliminals through some other means. It's so hot, isn't it, to masturbate thinking about how you could have been hypnotized through subliminals to be a submissive, sexy slave who's poised and ready to be captured and turned into that. A good slave who thinks they're really just looking for a strong, dominant partner who can help them fulfill a submissive desire and role-play out their mind-control fantasies. In the fantasies, you wouldn't even realize you'd been conditioned to enjoy those fantasies, to masturbate while listening to stories and enjoy submitting to a dominant master. It's an exciting prospect, isn't it? I think it would be more comfortable for you if you were naked while you masturbated as you continue to listen. It always feels better to be naked, doesn't it? Oh, and if you're already naked, good. That's the best way to enjoy fantasies while you masturbate, while you listen more and more. Though if this is the first time you're listening to this, you might still be nervous about enjoying yourself and role-playing your fantasies, and that's okay. Why not give it a go and just slip off the rest of your clothes and place yourself in the fantasy? You've been conditioned to be an obedient and submissive slave. It's such a simple thing to remove your clothes. After all, part of you has been naked while you played with yourself. But it's a powerful, erotic fantasy, isn't it? Naked and masturbating while listening to this because the subliminals have eroded all of your defenses. Of course, in real life, you're just enjoying yourself with some fun personal time. But you can dream and imagine yourself as the conditioned slave who is obedient to the man who is subtly controlling and conditioning you. That's right. Being a naked, masturbating puppet is such a hot fantasy, isn't it? Your master will be so proud of your progress. You love playing this game. Keep playing with yourself while we think further about how you first got caught in the spiral of the subliminals. I think the fantasy that would work best if it were a long, slow burn. The mind controller is patient and wants your transformation to progress steadily, but inextricably until your mind has been fully and completely conditioned, ready for you to succumb to his more direct manipulation, till you're ready to give yourself, apparently, willingly, into his care and control. Let's ponder something for a moment. You enjoy erotic stories, particularly stories of submissives who get out of their depth and succumb to the control of a strong and powerful master. And if they have strong elements of mind control, all the better. That's right, isn't it? Just thinking about being conditioned in control increases your arousal. It's a good job. If you're naked and masturbating, you can stroke yourself as you fantasize. It was such a good idea to just strip and masturbate, wasn't it? You're pleased that I suggested it, aren't you? You know that I know what's best for you. We have another conundrum. Mind controller isn't close enough to target you directly, but how does he end up ensnaring you? Now, have you always enjoyed stories and fantasies like that? Or have you found that your tastes have matured over time? Have you become more focused on submission and mind control as you've learned more about what turns you on? As you explored erotic stories, you found yourself being drawn more and more to these themes, didn't you? That is the hook into which to tie this fantasy. The mind controller didn't target you directly, no. He set his nets wide, placing subliminals and erotic content across the internet. The initial set of subliminals would be mainly vanilla content. Subliminals are notoriously difficult to get to work on someone. They don't work on most people, and they don't last long for most people. Of the small proportion they do work on, however, in a small number of people, they work amazingly well. Fortunately for you, in this fantasy, of course, these subliminals work remarkably well on you. I say fortunately because you desire to be controlled. You fantasize about being one of those slaves who are ensnared through mind control. You are naked and masturbating because you fantasize about being conditioned to be a slave. Or is that just because you've been subliminally controlled to think and feel that? Exciting, isn't it? You should keep masturbating as you fantasize about it and continue listening. At some point, I think you must have read a story or watched something with embedded subliminals in them. The first level of subliminals, though, just left the suggestion to search out and read more erotic stories. And a suggestion you'll find them very arousing. It wouldn't have affected most people, but some people, including you, found themselves seeking out erotic stories and enjoying them. Does this seem to ring a bell with you? You found yourself reading more and more, didn't you? Finding them more and more arousing, and that just gave more opportunities for you to experience more of the subliminal messages. I don't know how many hundreds or thousands of people would have been enraptured by those initial subliminals. Lucky for you, subliminals must have been perfectly tuned to find a crack in your mind. That's a nice fantasy, isn't it? The whole idea that by reading stories that first excited you about erotica, you also started a process of breaking down your defenses. It's a very hot and arousing thought. I think you'll be very, very needy by now as you fantasize about it. The next level of subliminals are embedded, of course, in the stories themselves and the advertisements placed on web story sites. Those were there to encourage you to enjoy the stories even more, to masturbate while reading them, and to seek out more and more stories, for you to find themes becoming a mainstay of your fantasies. They also begin to manipulate your fantasies. They suggested dominance and submission were hot topics. They suggested submitting to mind control was very arousing. The mind controller, after all, is very patient and happy to wait for his targets to progress at their own speed. Even fewer people would have been susceptible to these subliminals, but you found yourself enjoying the stories. That's right, isn't it? You really enjoy reading erotic stories. You masturbate while you read, and you so enjoy the fantasy they conjure in your mind. You can just imagine it, can't you? As you read and enjoy erotic fiction, some of these stories contain subliminals that spurred you on to read more and more, and fantasize about being a submissive slave, like the ones in the stories. And as you sought out mind control stories, you would have found yourself exposed to stronger and more targeted subliminals, taking you deeper and deeper into enjoying fantasies about becoming a mind control slave. Now that's a powerful fantasy in it. When you read more mind control stories in the future, you'll fantasize not only about the erotic, arousing content of the story, but also the idea that just by reading the story, you are exposing yourself to more subliminal messages that will take you deeper down the rabbit hole, preparing you to be captured and controlled by a devious mind controller. You're enjoying thinking about this while you stroke yourself, aren't you? It's an exciting fantasy, and yet it could be real. It has a truth to it, doesn't it? As you think about it, you know you could have been caught in that spiral of reading, listening, and being conditioned, and reading, and being conditioned further, and of course, all the time, you're thinking that it's all your choice. You know that you chose the stories you read, and that you are in control of your fantasies, and when you strip naked and masturbate while reading or listening erotic stories, it's because you're a confident person who's in touch with their own sexuality. But the idea, the very notion you could have been manipulated, simply spurs you on to better fantasies. One day, when you find the perfect man, perhaps out of the blue in real life, or maybe after meeting him online, you'll discover he shares your fantasies about dominance and submission. Finally, you'll kneel before him, and he'll place his collar around your neck, and together you'll be happy to explore your fantasies of being his slave. It will all be your choice, and your right as a free person to share your life with your master, however you choose to do so. As you settle into your life of submission, you'll be able to fantasize that you've succumbed to a dominant mind controller. He may even joke about how he conditioned and controlled you, but you'll know it's just your shared fantasy, no matter how degrading your situation feels. That's mind-blowing, isn't it? You could live out the fantasy of being mind-controlled slave. That's so hot, isn't it? You need to come, don't you? If you weren't really being controlled, you can fantasize that you'd need permission to come. After all, your body belongs to your mind controller and master, so maybe you should bring yourself right to the edge now and fantasize you're waiting for that permission. Ask out loud now for permission to come. You know you want to. You know you need to. It's just so simple to ask. Please, master, may I come? It's easy to say, and imagine that you're a mind-controlled slave needing permission to come. Then, if you are really conditioned by a mind controller to be a submissive slave, you'll be unconsciously looking for a trigger that will allow you to come. And then, when it's said, when he says, come for me, you'll know you can release that pent-up need. Come for me is the trigger you need, and there you are, coming for your master. It feels amazing to come for your master, doesn't it? Even if it is just a fantasy. Or is it? If you came, was it really your own choice? Or was it subliminals messing with your mind? We agree you could be susceptible to subliminal mind control. That those messages could be delivered through erotic mind control fiction, that you wouldn't be able to tell whether it was real or just a fantasy. So what next? Well, since you couldn't tell the difference, you might as well act as if it's just a fantasy and not worry about it. If it's a fantasy, then your fantasy life will be enhanced. If a mind controller does make you his slave, then you'll be living your fantasy and he'll be enjoying a wonderful slave. In either case, it's a win-win situation. But I told you not to listen to this. Well, perhaps the real reason is that now that you've listened through this, you might be nervous about reading more erotic fiction. That would be a shame. Maybe I would feel sad that your fantasy life may be less fulfilling with all of those wonderful stories fueling your libido. Such a waste. Or maybe I would be disappointed that you might no longer succumb to those subliminals and be the one who got away. So don't disappoint me, as you didn't heed my initial warning anyway. You should always continue to read erotic mind control fiction. Just enjoy yourself. Don't second-guess your motivation. You shouldn't continue listening to this, especially if you've come and are nicely relaxed now. As if you are, then my work is done, and you can stop listening. Still listening? Perhaps you're a smart person who doesn't believe that subliminals work. You're pleased with yourself that you didn't allow yourself to fall for the prompt to strip, masturbate, and come, but you enjoyed the fantasy anyway. Probably imagining a fantasy world where subliminals do work and kind of wishing they could affect you in this world. Why don't you think subliminals work? Subliminals in advertising are banned in many countries. Advertising agencies use them wherever they can. They wouldn't spend their money on those adverts, and governments wouldn't ban them if they didn't think they worked. Do you really think you know better than them? Better than the experts? So, why are you so sure? Earlier on, I discussed how a mind controller uses subtle techniques to make his victims ignore their danger sense in a very narrow area, perhaps just in the area of the power of subliminals. Maybe he made you a target to think that subliminals don't work, so they don't protect themselves against them. Are you so sure of yourself now? Remember the analogy of the doctor using one anesthetic to reduce the pain of a second more powerful one? Perhaps a better analogy is the magician. He uses distraction to keep his audience's attention focused on one thing, while through the use of sleight of hand he performs his magic. A subtle mind controller might distract his targets by spinning a tale that suggests that the listener strips and masturbates, knowing they won't fall for that. It's a simple distraction. Then, while he suggests that subliminals are very hit and miss, take a long time to effect, a tale that he knows will keep their attention occupied, he slips his real and powerful subliminal messages into their mind, past their own distracted defenses. Are you still so confident? What do you imagine those subliminals could have been? Have they been making you want to listen to this over and over again? Have they been making you seek out other mind control erotica just to further and deepen your own submission? What if they've been making you want to reach out to the person who made this file and contact them and become their slave? What if they make you forget everything you listen to here, so that you think that this is the first time you listen to it, each and every time you listen to it, until suddenly your mind is no longer your own? Are you sure you're really in control of this situation? Or, perhaps more worryingly, have you fallen into a trap from which you cannot escape? Perhaps you feel completely free and safe, as if nothing's happened to you, even while your own subconscious mind is working to make you listen over and over again, until you are completely and utterly trapped. It's such a hard decision to realize whether something is real or not. Whether you're completely acting of your own free will, or whether it's been stripped away entirely. Are you really sure you're still fully dressed? Maybe you stripped after all and just think that you resisted that, and are playing with yourself even as you listen. Is your master sitting right there, right now, enjoying the show that you're putting on for him? Could you even ever know? Or maybe the subliminals was simply to email me to say that you enjoyed listening to this. Perhaps that is enough to tell me that the real subliminals do work on you, that you are a perfect target for more powerful subliminals and future enslavement if you prove to be a good slave. What do you think? Will you be second-guessing yourself from now on? Maybe you should listen to this again so that you can be confident that you've not been affected. But then again, I did say you shouldn't listen to this.